Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Paul. He didn't give me a topic, so I'd like to read a response one of my previous donors sent me. I'm not sure if he wants me to share it, so I'll keep his identity a secret for reasons that you're about to become aware of. Here's what Mr. Anonymous has to say, and I quote, "Brother, thanks for discussing my question. We know women have become repulsive monsters. That's obvious. I don't know about you, but these days, I'm repulsed by everything. Now porn has been with us from the get-go. A lot of us start with vanilla. Then we end up upping the ante more and more. Things escalate to the point where we stumble upon a tranny and our dopamine levels go through the roof. Sure, like you said many times, the interest is there well before being red-pilled. I laid my eyes upon them decades ago. But here's the thing. The current situation is spiraling downwards. Maybe people have become nihilistic, isolated, and atomized, and are starting to literally lose their minds. Winters are cold and the world is colder. People are socially bereft, and we long for connection. So we turn back to the things that were there with us since our youth as coping mechanisms, but this time with a red pill and more open mind. Don't get me wrong, I still crave women and vag as much as I ever did, but I honestly think today's trainees have more proportioned physiques, look better and are more feminine, and want to get boned more than the average woman. I don't know how many times I've clicked on what I thought was a very hot chick, and it ended up being a very hot, swing-swang, hungry trainee. And we know that this is being pushed everywhere. There should be no shame in acknowledging their attractiveness. There's no shame in having Blair White and at one time Thai ladyboys on your channels list. We don't think you're messed in the head. So hang in there, my man. You got the future on your side, and I know whatever you decide, you're gonna shine. If you need any other thought-provoking questions, let me know. Well, Paul, thanks for the donation, and thank you, Mr. Anonymous, for your cheap attempt to try and get me to tell everyone I'm supposedly interested in traps. I don't care. I worked on the first gay television show in Canada. I went to art school where probably 20% of the class were gay or bi. They were creative thinkers or so I thought. But now I just see that they were conformists. I'm not gonna lie, I was homophobic and disgusted by the debauchery back in the mid to late 90s. I was so against it that at one point, they got the police involved against me. But it was the creativity in people that weren't sexually repressed that I found admirable. But now that people on the left have sexual freedom, they appear to be creatively repressed with their woke ideology. Was it creativity or was it just conformity, and I couldn't tell the difference because I was dumb and young? I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Okay to Be Cliché. This website has Flintstone-inspired mugs as well as Manosphere merch like Alphas Lay and Beta Pays, or I Get Around where we see a Stone Age baby daddy going his own way. There are over a dozen designs to choose from, like this one with the female incel, with a forced chastity belt. If you're thinking of getting married, yabba dabba don't. But if you're thinking of getting one of these for your office desk to piss off Betty the office thought, then yabba dabba do. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Traps Are Better Than Real Women Clown World Show. I find the claim that I'm into trans women hilarious, because I'm following Blair White and some others that were making MGTOW videos or discussing the sexual marketplace. Of course, Mr. Anonymous, you're probably going to say that me even responding to this is proof that I have something to hide and defend myself from. The truth is that my asexuality is threatening to a lot of people. Not having the desire to sleep with anyone else, regardless of what they look like, is probably threatening to most. If I met someone like that 10 years ago, I would have thought to myself they had some sort of superpower, or they were crazy for passing up on something that feels so good or repressing their sexuality because they were embarrassed by it. I put some pictures of fashion models somewhere in this video, and a few clearly look somewhat masculine, but they're still biological females. Maybe you're trying to get me to agree with you that traps aren't gay, and that they're better than real women, but they have wider shoulders and narrower hips. The only ones I can actually tell the difference on are those Thai lady boys, because a lot of the Thai men are built like females. But that doesn't mean I'll be booking a trip to Bangkok anytime soon, or ever for that matter. You might say those are biological men in a surgical, hormonal, and makeup disguise. Also, certain women have certain parts of their appearance that are typically masculine. Maybe they have big feet or the jaw and brow line of Tyrone. And the thought of being with a woman like that makes me want to vomit. The only woman I was ever with that didn't have typical female proportions was that chick Sailor Spoon. She had narrower hips and put on weight first on her gut instead of her hips and booty. But she was skinny when I was briefly with her, so that wasn't very noticeable. Some women you'd swear they're actually a man in disguise based on the look of their face. Let's face it, human beings are attracted to either masculinity and femininity. Gay fashion designers are creating clothing for the ideal male form, tall and skinny. They just happen to find women that are also having those same attributes to wear their clothes on the runway to make it socially acceptable. Mr. Anonymous, you aren't the first one that's been into trans women that's contacted me recently. I've had about half a dozen guys over the last year or two contact me and ask me if it's gay to date a trap. I tell them to do whatever they want. I don't care. Maybe they're reporters trying to destroy my reputation. Maybe they're just feminists. I even had a weird conversation in an event I was filming a couple years ago where one guy started asking everyone if they would sleep with a trap. Not exactly safe for work type of stuff. He mentioned that they work real hard to shave their junk to make it appealing. Almost as if he wanted other guys to agree with them. One of those other guys ended up with a Brazilian woman, and I wonder if she's secretly trans and 100% passable. I've actually never heard her speak before. He's divorced with a bunch of kids. Those Brazilians are crazy injecting motor oil into their butts to make them look bigger. I was also hit on by guys in my teens and 20s. I was into poetry, music, art, photography, and dressed in tight clothes like a cast member from the film Hackers back in the 1990s, as well as worked out for 2 hours a day to the point where people were trying to get an intervention going because they thought I was on roids. But I didn't play sports. That was odd to most people, so their gaydars probably were going off left and right, and I didn't care. I ignored one guy's advances and then he spread rumors all over the school. But it didn't bother me either. From the age when I was the shortest, scrawniest kid, picked last for everything and bullied for 5 to 6 years straight, I lived that line from Fight Club. It's only once you've lost everything are you free to do anything. Once you have no social currency and you're physically stronger than other people and willing to fight them, if they mock you, you're basically capable of nonconformist behavior. But getting back to the topic of trans, which Mr. Anonymous sounds like he wants to trap me with, I think it's just another form of bargaining because of our disappointment with real women. TFM gets into his dolls. Other people sleep with working girls. Others sleep with traps, and it's cognitive dissonance for many because we can't get what we want from life, which is a woman to love us the way that we love them, with a mind like ours. Many want to fall in love with the genetic man in a woman's body. That's what traps are probably trying to exploit. We will do everything to convince ourselves to find something other than women attractive instead of doing the mental and emotional work of figuring out how to stay happily single and find some other purpose in life. Some guys are turned on by looking in the mirror and seeing a female staring back at them, literally making love to themselves. That's why many guys choose to get hormones and get a boob job. It's an extreme form of narcissistic masturbation. Guys are also seeing traps everywhere. Even a woman sent me a message recently saying that there's a woman and I put in my videos, the second woman in this video that looks kind of male. A lot of people have a problem telling the difference between males and females, including yourself, Mr. Anonymous, because the surgeries and makeup on traps is becoming incredibly convincing. Maybe many guys' testosterone level is also falling, so they're fine being pegged by dudes I just don't know. As for the trans women I followed, they stopped making MGTOW or sexual marketplace content, so I stopped following them. But Player One I still follow because she makes entertaining content from time to time. But those others, when they were producing MGTOW content, I needed to understand where the sexual marketplace was going. If you want to test to see if you're interested in trans women, a lot of guys ask the no-win scenario question of, if the choice came down between 100% passable trans women and a 400-pound land whale with diabetes feet, which would you sleep with? I'd take the trans woman, but that doesn't mean I'd have to like it. I've been asked to be a poop pirate with women up there you-know-whats, and that's been a huge turnoff. The thought of putting my junk up a poop chute disgusts me. A better comparison would be, would you rather be with a trans woman that's 100% passable for the archetypal female, or a 6-foot-tall real woman that looks like an unpassable female in the fashion business instead of that 400-pound land whale? Better yet, how about someone that looks like a man with a vagina? Being with a hairy trans man with a vag makes me want to vomit, and I take the land whale instead in all her hippo and flippers glory. If you want to know what I'm thinking, then just look up Buck Angel getting smashed by two trans women. There isn't enough bleach to unsee that particular video. If you find yourself attracted to it, I don't care. I just think that people should make up their own minds instead of telling others nonsense like, if you're attracted to one thing or another. All this gender-bending nonsense is not the case in Eastern Europe or Russia, where women are far more attractive and feminine. So men don't have to try to take over being women. As for sexual exploration, I'm all for it. Consume whatever content you want that's as taboo as you want. I've seen just about everything out there, including cartel wives taking acid baths. My dopamine can only go up for extreme depravity these days, and I can't up the ante anymore unless I build a new virtual sex system. Many people say that all adult content is excessive. But as that famous author and painter almost forgotten by the sands of time, William Blake, once said, The road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. You never know what's enough until you know what is more than enough. I prefer the quote that the band Enigma used in one of its songs, which states that the path of excess leads to the tower of wisdom. How would one know what turns him on unless he gets right into the edge of consuming the most extreme sexual content and then building on top of it? If I succeed in what I'm doing, one day guys will basically be able to look in a screen in real time and see a female version of themselves looking back at them like FaceApp, but for their whole body in real time. Then they can jerk off to the female version of themselves. Or they'll be able to put on AR glasses and look down at the dude and see a woman with a penis. And the other guy could also be wearing the same glasses and seeing the exact same thing. Would that be considered two traps? If you guys knew the sexual stuff I was into, you'd probably believe that Hillary Clinton was a saint. Traps would look like a freak show side attraction. But it's all fantasy. Nothing beats your own imagination and stories. There's a certain satisfying psychological aspect of building one extreme sexual visual after another in your own mind, until you get to what amounts to a mind orgasm. There are better things than a dude in a dress with the voice of a prepubescent male. The real trap is being incapable of imagining something that's even more extreme and sexually gratifying. I guess just call me Marky the Sandman. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Paul for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Mr. Anonymous might have tried to smash my reputation by trying to get me to tell him that I like to smash traps. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys trying to trap me with traps away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.